A classic David and Goliath story is playing out in Boston. A group of inner-city teens are facing off against the corporate giant that owns the Boston Bruins and their home arena, the TD Garden. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
From the get-go, these teens say their goal of a $20 million ice rink and rec center in one of the city's neediest neighborhoods felt like a long shot. Kids like 17-year-old Shane Clinton were literally cold-calling companies asking for donations and hoping for a miracle.
It's like shooting a half-court shot backwards.
Not surprisingly, the kids were having a hard time scoring. That is, until a neighborhood old-timer remembered something about the law enabling construction of the Boston Garden. The owners were supposed to have three fundraisers a year to benefit community rec centers. So the teens, including Jonah Muniz and youth organizer Ken Tangvik, went digging.
Oh my God. When we found the clause, it was a shocker.
And we just stared at it, and we kept reading it over and over and over, and we're saying, does it say what we think it says?
It did, but the real shock was yet to come.
Oh my God, the eureka moment. When we finally received the letter saying TD Garden has officially raised no money for fundraisers.
Swish.
Three-pointer.
A game changer. So last week, TD Garden announced a deal with the state to pay up just over $1.5 million and congratulated the teens, but they weren't celebrating.
That doesn't work for us. It's nothing, and that's just so insulting.
By their math, students like Lori Pearson figure three fundraisers a year for 22 years plus interest and penalties comes to nearly $14 million.
So we're not going to stop, we're not going to stand for it, and we're not going to just be pushed around.
Jeremy Jacob, where's the money?
We don't think it's very funny.
The kids protested outside TD Garden. Today, they'll rally at the State House, and they've been plotting legal strategy with advisor Ken Tangvik.
And I think our message to the Attorney General is, are you going to accept this ridiculous 1.65 number, or are you going to do your job and enforce the law?
But ridiculous is not exactly how TD Garden sees it. The owners declined to comment for this report, but in a statement, they say they give some $2 million a year to various charities. They based their $1.5 million settlement on what they raised from one of their community events and then tripled it just as a gesture of good faith. But the teens insist they're being lowballed, and philanthropy expert Elizabeth Ziegler with Graham Pelton Consulting says they make a good case.
I think we can assume that the fundraisers wouldn't be little student-run bake shops. These events would draw celebrities that would be commensurate with the brand of TD Gardens and the sports teams.
You could say the teens have already won with a priceless lesson about civic activism. Indeed, several, like Mabel Gondres, are scrambling to rewrite their college application essays.
Yeah, I'm going to write about just standing my ground with TD Garden and still trying to chase that dream. We're not going to give up at all.
But for others, like Jonah Muniz, the lessons are a little less inspirational.
The reality check for me is, like, higher powers, be careful with them, definitely.
Lori Pearson's takeaway is that the state could strike a deal for its citizens and then promptly forget about it for decades.
That doesn't make me want to work in government.
But a career in community activism, Pearson says, maybe. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.